I wanted to take was, there are a couple of points that I wanted to take, and then we'll try to put it together. Of course, the difficulty is, I mean, there are a lot of things are dependent on, you know, certain, like the Rambam says in the Morah, the Rambam says that if we knew all the particulars of the Sabine worship and were informed of all the details of those doctrines, we could clearly see the reason and wisdom of every detail in the sacrificial service and the laws concerning things that are unclean and in other laws, the object of which I am unable to state. Well, he said, I have no doubt that all these laws serve to blot out wrong principles from man's heart and to exterminate the practices which are useless and merely a waste of time and vain and purposeless things. So, he says, those principles have turned the mind of the people away from intellectual research and useful actions. That's what the Rambam says in the Morah. And basically, it's very similar to what he says in the Yad, almost identical. So, the worst issa is for a person to turn away from intellectual research and beneficial and useful actions. That's the underlying issa, that underlies the whole philosophy of kol ha-perikula. That's the worst thing. A person turns away from chachma. So a lot of the things, I mean, like the Rambam says, if you have knowledge of some of the practices, the more knowledge you have, of course, the more knowledge of Torah you have. And I mean, that's why lo sumer lasos avlo talamid lo lohavnu laharos. And the main things that if a person keeps in mind, many times you come across certain things. Today they do a lot, you know, we have a lot of information that was unavailable to the Rama, especially in primitive practices that were able to study firsthand because we have access to the actual societies, primitive societies, and it's very useful to study these things in order to understand the ideas of what they do and how the Torah took us away, banned those methods and those practices. What I wanted to do was the chinuch, we read this, the chinuch, which I think is a very important one, which is things that you know, people tend to overlook. By the way, I mean, somebody mentioned to me about the about a goral. Gorol is the first issue in Kuf Ayin Tes in the Shulchan Aruch. Gorolos. That's absolutely awesome. To use any kind of gorol to forecast the future. That's the same thing. It's basically the Shulchan Aruch is Ein Sholin Bechozen Bekolchozen V'lo Begorolos. Okay, first halacha. Tuchas Ma'an Amenachesh. Machashiv. Okay, now on Shiloh, so it's broken down. Really, there are eight lavin here. There are eight lavin in this area. The eight lavin are Shiloh Lanachesh and Rav Tuchovim. It's Lamazan. Shiloh Lanachesh, Shiloh Lixon, Shlo La'onin, Shlo Lach Barachava, Shlo Lidra Shlo Hamesin, Shlo Lisho Ba'ov, Shlo Lisho B'yadoni, and Shlo Lachasif. Okay? That's, I'm right, that's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. Yeah. But interesting is that the only ones that Yechayev Misa on are the last three. Shlo Lisho Ba'ov, Shiloh Lisho B'yadoni, and Shiloh L'chashis. The other ones are just Lav and Malkus, but not Chiyav Misa. So, of course, there has to be a reason for that. But, yeah. So, what I wanted to do first was just to take this Shiloh Lach Barachava. Now, the question we're trying to do is break them up in components in terms of how the Torah attacked this whole way of thinking. So Shalola Nachesh is basically superstition. Shalola Liksa and Shalola Onen, those two go together, because those are forecasting the future. We'll go through it. That's forecasting the future. Shalola Bar Chover is the omnipotence of words. And Shalola Ligo Shalom Mason is where the person is Lom Beves HaKvaros, and he tries to conjure up an image of the dead to the deceased person in order to communicate, in order to gain knowledge. Shalom Lishol Ba'ol, it's interesting, Shalom Lidro Shalom Mason is one thing, and Shalom Lishol Ba'ol is basically a seance where they produce the deceased. In the seance, they produce the deceased individual. That is the one who does it is Chayav Misa, but Shalom Lishol Ba'ol is because that's the way it's usually practiced. People go to the seances to find out information. And Shalom Lishol Biyadoni, we don't really know exactly what it was. But it was apparently some kind of a bone that they used that they were able to present it as if it produces speech. And then Shlomo Chashis. Okay. So basically, if you break it down, you'd have Lanachesh is superstition, Liksom and Laonin is forecasting the future, that's two. Lach Barchover is the omnipotence of words. And apparently they used to. Do with animals. They'd say it's one shot, but it's the same idea. In other words, that they would give the implication that through these words they have control over these animals. Shalolach Barchova. Okay, so that's a different word. Lidushon Mason is a different thing. That's a Lidushon Mason is really where the person. So that's one. It's close to the Shalom Lisho Ba'ov, because in the case of the Ov is where Sheosam HaChashev Sheosam HaPitom Shehum Mailas HaMais Ibein Shechyo. That's the seance where they bring the maybe more exact word for it. They bring the dead back to ask them information. That's old. And Yidoni is like I said, Yidoni. But this all Yidoni is I don't know exactly what it is, but it was some kind of a seance, but it was a little different. It was through a bone. So basically, Lenachesh is superstition. Liksom Lohan is the future. Lach Barchover is the omnipotence of words. Lidrishal Amesim and Lishal Ba'ov and Lishal Begidoni. Those three, I mean, seem to be, in terms of the Derech Avar Zara, are basically on one group. But we'll have to see why the last two of them are Chayav Misa. And then, of course, Shalola Chashis. Okay, that's Chayav Misa. So, yeah, what I wanted to do was, yeah, in Lach Bar, Shalola Lach Bar Chover, so there's an important, very important chinuch. He says the chinuch in mitzvah tough to few days. Says ulay b'nei tikshalay. Maybe you'll ask me. Brother Gassin and Beshulis a perik yedias a tumah. Shir shapugayim b'kinaros ben valam. Va'om Yoshi v'seisar elyon ad ki ata Hashem machzi. Va'om Hashem rabba toroi ad lad Hashem ha'yeshua. Pirus pegayim kol Hashem miris elam is morim. Elam is morim. Toa was called shir shapugayim. That's Yoshi v'seisar called shir shapugayim. Why? Pagayim is bad things. Kol Hashemir is Elam is Morim. Tol Lishmo and Lishmo Menami Zaken. Because by saying these Mizmorim, so it's going to help you to protect you from damage. Vama B'brachas here. B'shur B'lezi Masada L'Ani Kroi V'Gani. The Gemara says in Brachas here, it's not Brachas, it's the Rif in Brachas. And that's Gimel and Aleph. But it's the Gemara in Yedias HaTuma in Shavuos. That's the original source. The Rosh Hashanah said these psukim and then he'd go to sleep. And this is nothing like chover chover, because it sounds on the surface like it is, because that's also the impotence of words, except the words he's using here is the Vitara. He says, Ukvar Amru Zechon Levracha Alze Osilis Rapos the Divrei Torah. As a matter of fact, the Gemara says, the Gemara that he's quoting has Lashon Arif here. The Gemara is in, like I said, Gemara is in Shur. Rishim Balevi Masada Luhulahani Kroi V'Dani. So the Gemara is, Heichi Ovid Hachi, how could he do that? Lama Rabbi Shur Balevi Osilis Rapos the Divrei Torah. So the same Rabbi Shur Balevi said, you're not allowed to do that. So the Gemara says, Lahogin Shiny, that to protect oneself is mutter, which means that if the person is ill, it is, he's over a harbor, like the Rambam says. But Lahogin is mutter. So he explains what it means. Why is Lahogin mutter? I mean, it would seem to be another form of the same thing. It's just, in one case you're preventing it, in another case you're curing it. So he says,
says that if a person does it, it was a chola,
Karpas Min HaTorah, he says, Lodai Lahem Shein B'chwama Menachshin V'chor Shein B'chwala Kofim B'Torah Shein Enos N'Vitor Fos Aguf Shein Enos Fos Nefesh. Okay, Shinema Aval Abori Shekar Pesukim Mizmatun K'vei Shohar Fos Kriyasun V'Nepul Yitzar Shem Menazakam Reza Mata. So the Rambam distinguishes. I mean, the Rambam distinguishes between a bori and between a chola. That a chola is usher and a bori is mutter. A chola is usher and a bori is mutter. It's an interesting thing. What's the difference? I mean, if it's a matter of being ma'or the nefesh. Towards knowledge, so why can't the chola do it also? That's the question. Yeah. I mean, you could say, just give me a second, it's a good question. Himself, it would appear versus Shema, this is Echor, Koma Shema Renzan, Veshla Yisha. Yishachu, he doesn't want the scorpion to bite him. Lefi daiki v'chino medvam ala mako k'day she yenuach me'olav ha-koev. That the pain should be reduced. Shochanach paskin that way too. Shochanach paskin like that one. Shulchan Aruch says, "Habari mutter likros psukim lahagin alav me'amazikin." That's what he says. Bari mutter, but chol is also. But chol is also. The difference is as follows. The difference is that in the case of the bari, where he is saying that the psukim in order that it should be ma'orer, that's chus kriyasan, it should be ma'orer, his nefesh, to move towards the ideas, and through that, he'll be mitzul min nezek. That is mutter, because that's true. But, that's true. But if he's a chol, that's aser. Why is it aser? Because to say that it should remove him from this nezek, that's avodah zarah. You see, in other words, like this, that if it's true that if a person is under the Ashgacha, so HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Shomra. Tzkim Malachav Yitzavah Oshmach HaBachal Durachacha. So that is true. But in specific, that man has no knowledge of. And once it becomes specific, then he's bechlal, then he's bechlal menachesh, and then he's bechlal chov v'rechava. Okay, then he's bechlal chov. In other words, the fact that it is specific renders him a chover, because now you see that it's simply an underlying belief system that his words are going to help, because while it is true that a person is nitzul minatzoros because he's under the ashgacha, but that's only in a general way. Yes, it's true. We know for certain, like he says, she not so, like the Yishinuch says, we know for certain she nitzul minatzoros. She alzei yenishma belief suffek mikol nezek. You say mikol nezek, but he emphasized mikol nezek. Why? Because that is true. That insofar as Adam is concerned, if he's on the level of the Ashgacha, he's Nitzel Mikol Nezek, but not a specific Nezek. You see, in other words, a person that has greater Ashgacha, so he has more Shmira, he's more of a Nishma. But man can never know how and when. You see, once it becomes specific, then it's chover chover. Then it means he's looking for the magic of the words that he's saying to be. Once he wants these words to be efficacious in this situation, you see, then he is operating under the fantasy of political omnipotence of the words. If he, as long as it's in a general way, then it's mutter. So in a general way, we know that's true. That's belisophic in a general way. There's no doubt at all that in a general way, the individual who has the correct ideas and who follows those ideas is definitely, his well-being is definitely greater, has more security than one who has less knowledge and doesn't know the correct ideas. That is the only thing that's definite. But in specific, that's avodah zarah. To believe that that's derech avodah zarah. To believe that these psukim, because I'm going to gain more insight, more knowledge, that this chuli is going to be removed. Then he's chov v'chov. Now he's operating under the omnipotence of his speech. You see? That's chov v'chov. That's the difference. And that's really what the chinuch is saying. It depends. Belief suffix mikol nega. If it's, yeah, from everything, you know, everything is equal. And basically that he will be on a level where his shmir will be increased. That's 100% belief suffix. But to say he's going to remove this disease, that's derech avodah zarah. That's, then the person is simply looking for some type of magical potion that's going to, that by saying this ceremonious statement is going to remove him from this predicament. You see, that's us. That's the difference. Specific or general? That our amunah is general. Specific is derech avodah zarah. That's the difference. Okay? That's why the Rambam says if he's a chola, it's absolutely awesome. Okay. It doesn't mean, by the way, it doesn't mean if he's a chola. And he says the psukim, in order to be mara nefesh for other things, that's a different thing. But if he's thinking that the chuli is going to help him for the chuli, that's derech avodah zarah. Okay. Well, that's an important distinction. Now, let me see. Yes, go ahead. Yeah, tefillah, 100%. Karasika, tefillah, that's 100% mutter. But divrei Torah, that's absolutely awesome. To utilize divrei Torah is absolutely awesome. Yeah, karasika, tefillah, that's the medium that the person should use. And instead of saying psukim, they should be mispahal. That's what the Torah. That's what God gave us. I mean, the medium of tefillah. Kovar Hashem l'chol korah. No. That's a general thing. Not specific. That will not help in specific. It will not help him in specific. He has no knowledge of the specific. Okay? Tefillah will help him in specific. Tefillah is the medium for the specific. That's correct. The Mispala says completely different thing. Okay? They're two completely different vehicles. One has nothing to do with the other. Tefillah is where the person places a request before a Kaddish Baruch Hu. That's a completely different medium. That's 100% the person. That's what he should do. The Cholos of the Mispala. But to think that by doing anything in specific, even increasing his knowledge, that this is going to, if this is going to remove this chuli, that is absolutely awesome. What is the nature of the yisr? You see, what is the nature of the yisr? The nature of the yisr is, and this is a fundamental principle, probably one of the most difficult principles in Yahadis, but the most fundamental, and that is that divrei Torah are not refuah sagot. See, man's nature is that all the systems of avodah zarah, all the systems are really just for one purpose, just to secure the material and the physical. That's the purpose of it. That's anyone that just a very superficial study of idolatry that makes it clear. And religious instinct. I mean, that's religious instinct. That the person is religious for one purpose and one purpose alone. And that is in order to secure his physical and his material well-being. That's basically what it is. And if you just observe it all the time, you'll see that's clearly what it is. It's because of fear and fear of a person's vulnerability, and also the desire for a person for the positive material success and health and well-being and all those things. That's really why these things were instituted. That's why they were created, because man has great fear. He's frightened. He's living in a world where he has no control. So the religious instinct in man is always tied to that. You study every religion, you'll see that's what it is. And that's what Yehadis made the Das HaEmes. It makes the demand of the person that in no way should he think of Torah and mitzvahs as being things that benefit him in a physical way. They only benefit the nefesh. That's the only object that they affect, the nefesh, nothing else. Everything else is b'dei shamayim, and the learning of Torah will not help the person one iota insofar as his physical well-being. Not one iota. It's a reforce of nefesh, completely. That's what the Rambam says. Yeah, it's true. A person on a higher level, Ashgacha, that's a completely different system which we have no knowledge of. But the objective of Torah is not the guf. And a person who takes Torah and makes its objective, that's why the Rambam, why is the Rambam so harsh and so strict? And he says clearly that the Chalak Kof from the Torah. And basically, it's ain't lochel gomam abor, like the Rambam says, nochel mezuzah. It's ain't lochel. That is the worst thing, because that's taking the Torah and making it into the vehicle, the same vehicle that the Ovdei Avodah Zarah, the whole of Avodah Zarah is based on. That is the worst of it, and it is no doubt the most difficult messiah, because man by nature is looking for security, looking for that, and he has given the Torah. And he would love to believe that this is going to help him in a physical way, but it has nothing to do with it. Divrei Torah is only for the nefesh. That's the only objective of Divrei Torah. And the fact that a person who is a greater individual is under the Ashgacha, yeah, that's true. 100% true. But we suffer. But does that mean this particular, that particular will occur or will not occur? That's only HaKadosh Baruch Hu knows. Will he, in the end result, will his nefesh be better off when he leaves this world? Beliefs of it, no doubt. And insofar as the physical is necessary in order for his nefesh to attain perfection, then the physical will be there. But that's a completely different way of thinking, completely removed from the primitive Derech Avodah Zarah, which is that this thing will be will act as a segula for his guf. That's derech avodah zarah. That's exactly what the Rambam is saying in the Chinuch. It is a very difficult thing for man. Very difficult thing for man, because it goes against every religious instinct in man. But that's the essence. That's the essence. That's why it's ein lechel gomam abor. It's the worst affair in the world. Ein lechel gomam abor. Why? What did he do so terrible? He tried to say some psukim in order to make himself get better. Yeah, that's avodah zarah. To use a thing which is given only for the nefesh, and as long as the person doesn't realize that and degrades it and considers it as something which is beneficial to the guf, he's making that into avodah zarah. Making that into avodah zarah is ein lechel gomam abor. That's what the Torah demands of man. Feel is something else. Feel is completely different. Okay, is it clear? Yeah. One second, I gotta raise up these. I can't hear you. One second. Give me a second. Yeah, go ahead. Say it again. I just explained that in passing. Let me emphasize that a little more. That the only sense that it's megan on the goof is in this sense. just in this existence, but in his existence after this existence. That is for sure. And since HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the Dayan HaEmes, so therefore he judges man in a kind way, which means that he allows him to be able to participate, in so far as he deserves, in pursuit of Chachmas HaTorah, which is for the nefesh. But in this existence, the guf is necessary. So therefore, the guf will be benefited insofar as it's a vehicle for the nefesh. But the essence is only the nefesh. That's what Torah is. So therefore, since that's the way the things are, so if a person will take these Divrei Torah and will direct them towards the guf, will be making them into Avodah Zarah and degrading them in the highest fashion and taking them away from their objective, in which case his notion of Torah is completely false, as a false notion and a false idea, and Torah has no benefit for him, and his nefesh has no gain, and he has no chel v'nol abar. His nefesh simply has nothing to do with Torah. His nefesh is completely removed from Torah. He's just out after physical security. So then he's identical to the other religions. That's their entire purpose. Okay, that's the core, the essence of Yadus is visible here. Okay, the core, the essence, the essential idea. Okay, any other answer question? Yeah, and only in a way that HaKadosh Baruch Hu knows will benefit him in terms of nefesh. Maybe he should die from this fool. Maybe that's the best thing. I mean, we don't know. So the pasuk in open pasuk that Vayishalechen El Chasolakim Vayinenekilor Chasolakim was better for him to be niftam in olam. So his nefesh was saved by Misa, by his death. So a person doesn't know which only HaKadosh Baruch Hu has that kind of knowledge. So if he's using Torah for this specific chuli, that shows you that he's operating in the Derech Avodah Zarah, because it's not possible for a person to know that. The only thing a person can know is, like he says, "Shuminatzo mikol nezek b'li sofek." That means any kind of damage that will damage him in the manner that will damage the soul. That's the only thing you can be sure of. So a chola, if he says, if a chola improves his ideas, it could be that it will be makar v'nisaso. That's possible too, because you see, Chanoch, if Chanoch didn't have good ideas, he would have lived longer. The reason why HaKadosh Baruch Hu took him away was because he had good ideas, and his nefesh was saved by his misa. So a person cannot know what is the best thing for his nefesh. Only Kadosh Baruch Hu knows that. So how does he say these Divrei Torah in order to remove him from this chuli? The answer is he's out of the realm of this mode of thinking, and he's into a different realm, the protective guf realm. So that means he thinks that the Torah was given in order that in this physical existence we should have a good physical existence. Anyone that believes that idea has no concept of Torah at all. It's completely in a different imaginary existence, and his nefesh has no benefit from Torah whatsoever. So it's in the chel v'nol abar. There's a clear cut difference here. There's no. These are two completely different roads, because they can't. It's not a matter of, you know, a slight difference here. Slight difference, you wouldn't be Ein Lo Chel V'Nol Abar and Rabbi Yehoshua ben Levi. This is Gedolei HaTzadikim. And these are two, they look close on the surface, but the two roads are completely apart. One has nothing to do with the other. Okay? That's why one is Ein Lo Chel V'Nol Abar and the other is Zocho L'Chayei Olam Haba in the highest degree. So the difference is paramount. It's a very, very important difference over here. It may look like a little difference in terms of the action, In one case is a bari, in one case is a chola, same action. But there's a world of difference in terms of his das. And that is, in one case, he is taking the Torah and using it for the goof, and the other case looks like the same thing, but it's a completely different world. He's just saying this, so that is, he should be more of the nefesh, in order they should be moved towards the true ideas, so that he can be zocha, and to chai olam abba, his nefesh should be zocha, and because of that, he will be nishmar, his guf will be nishmar insofar as is necessary. That's a completely different world. You could say things, and if you don't attach any meaning to them, they could sound and feel the same, but they're two different worlds. It's a very essential point. It really sums up, this halacha sums up the whole difference in approach, and that one halacha of chov v'chov. Okay. Any more questions on it? All right, that's chov v'chov. Now so just a second. What else did I want to take? Yeah. And the Ma'onin and the so Menachesh, the first one is Menachesh, correct? In Menachesh, the Chinuch explains in Kedoshim. Where is it? Here it is. Okay. Yeah. Shalom Menachesh. So Shalom Menachesh, he says like this. He says Shalom Menachesh is that Menachesh kegan Omer Nafla Piti Mipi Nafla Makin Miyadi Over Nachesh Mimi Vishul Mismoli the Yimna Mekin Measos Shemaisa. Okay, and he says V'chein. He says Omer Nafshu Kan Ela Menachshim. The Huldo, or the Ophos, or the Kochovim, the Yotzeban, different, whatever vehicles he is. Adkan. Chenk Gon Mashi Yom Ramone, whatever event, whether it's an event of the stars, birds, animals, doesn't matter. The Chenk Gon Mashi Yom Ramone, Amen Maschol. We have in our side is Black Cat. Kivan Shashafti Midarki, Shayisi Holf, that's what a lot of people do. They say, don't go back. Don't go back home. Otsi Yafsiko, Orave, I won't make any profit today. Some bad thing will happen. What is the issue? The issue is because these are crazy things and complete, utter stupidity. La'am kodesh amitiya shebochar akeh lo yo'os lo'am sheyishu b'divrei shoket. So that's why Yechayev Malkus, he says. Because it's completely stupid and idiotic and foolish. And there's no truth to it. Completely divrei shoket. That's what he says. That's the first reason. So he says, so for that's the Shirosh HaMitzvah. That superstition is completely idiotic. Because she gone the sichlus gemura, completely ridiculous. He said. Then he goes on. He says the old shehem siba ladia chaadam me'emunas Hashem on mitaras hakadosha. The lava mitocham l'kfira gemura. She yafshel kol tovaso v'ra'asa v'chola she yikrehu. Shehu dover mikri. Lo bash gacham me'ez bara. So he says that because in the process of attributing the cause to these things, he says that's implicitly he's denying Hashgachas Hashem. Even though in his mind he doesn't deny Hashgachas Hashem, but he, no matter how he looks at it, but the fact is, he may look at it as some kind of a thing, some kind of a thing in nature, any framework he puts it in. But he says it doesn't matter what framework he puts it in. Let's say he puts it in the framework of like a physical thing. Let's say this is a law, a law of nature. So he says this leads a person. It puts him on the road of complete kfirah. Sheyashav kol tuvosav ra'osav v'chol ashei greyushu davar mikri. Lo ba'ash gocha me'ez bora. V'nimtza yotze b'kach mikol ikrei adas. Okay, so he says this leads, al kain kichol shim b'zavaseinu, k'lam l'asim l'vina machshav k'lu z'vodav l'zavaseinu, k'kol ha'ros ha'tov mipi elyon teikeno, v'fi ma'asel adam in tov imra. Yeah, so what if a person, and this is what people, and this is what people usually say. They say, no, I don't deny God or Ashgacha or Torah. I just think that this thing works like some kind of a natural law. It's some kind of a law. So that's usually the defense of people. They usually say, I'm a Chas Hashem, I'm not denying the Ashgacha, I'm not denying God. But I just say that this works like a hit by a truck. That's a natural law. So this, too, is a natural law. If a black cat crosses my path, it's going to be a bad day. That's some kind of a law. So why does... But the Chinuch says that really this leads to Kfira Gemura. Yeah, why does it lead to Kfira Gemura? Why can't the person save himself by, so to speak, putting it into that type of a category? Interesting. First reason the Chinuch says, of course, like Ram says, Shtus Ravel. Okay, it's Sichlus Gemura. Sichlus Gemura is the worst of ever. That's the worst of ever. Sichlus Gemura. Shigong the Sichlus Gemura. That's the worst of Nachas. But then he says there's another reason also. Both reasons. Either one is enough, suffices. But there are two bad things that come out of this. One is that he's an adherent to Sichlus Gemura. And it's a denial of the Am Kadosh, which is the Am Chacham Renavon. And second, this is another bad thing that comes out of this activity, and that is denial of God, denial of Hashgacha. Yeah, so why can't a person defend himself and say, and most people do that, they say, look, I believe in this power, there's a power, it's a natural force, it's whatever, this thing can harm me, I have to watch out for it. I ask Hashgacha, yeah, but it's like a truck, you don't want to walk in front of the truck. So what's the answer to that question? It's an important question to answer.
It seems to be that they're claiming that Torah, Hashem's Torah, is omitting things that are essential for the right life.
No. He's saying that's why the Torah offered it. He's saying that's why it isn't the Torah. You can't place the cup before the water. In other words, he is saying that the Torah answered it, because if the Torah didn't answer it, and people would believe in these things, it would lead them to deny the Ashgachas Hashem. Okay? Why? Why would that result? Why can't you say, the person will say, look, I believe in it like I believe in a natural law, but I don't deny God, I don't deny the Ashgacha. Why can't a person defend himself that way? Most people do that. Most people are superstitious. If you ask them, that's the exact answer they'll say. They'll say, Chas v'sholom. Of course I believe in Shavuot. Aye, what about this? This is like a natural law. It's like a truck. But apparently the Chinuch doesn't accept such a thing. The Chinuch says that it leads to Kfira Gemura. And to the removal of a person from all the areas and all the ideas of Torah. Yeah, why is that?
And you're saying there's a different answer than just being a life of sichlus.
It seems to be. He seems to give another reason. He seems to give me another reason. It's not the same thing as the first reason. Correct? All right, you've got the chinuch there. Yeah, so why is that so? So apparently what the chinuch is saying is a very important result. And that is, you can't just say this is a natural law. It's not a natural law. There's no such law. It's stupidity. So whenever it's not a matter of which a person is putting it into a category, the thing, it has to belong in the category. The reason why we believe in the Ashgacha and why we have Amuna Bashem is because it's emes. It's true. So if the person takes a stupid thing and makes it into and makes it in his mind into a natural law, that's a kofar. Because now now he's turning away from the whole source of Kol HaTorah Kulo, which is the Ashgacha, which is HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the whole Schar V'Onesh, the whole system of Schar V'Onesh in Pi Elyon. So the moment he goes to the realm of stupidity and he posits that as a cause, that's ipso facto a denial of the Ashgacha. You follow? That ipso facto means he's completely removed from any true idea of the Ashgacha. Because the reason why we believe in the Ashgacha is because it's MS, because it's Derech Chachma takes you there. But if you start positing, you take something which is stupid, and you start attributing a reality to it, so that means your mind attributes reality to something that's not real. So then your mind cannot recognize the real. So a belief in that kind of a thing is ipso. You can't just say, I believe in Hashem, and I believe in Hashgacha. But this is just a natural law that He created. Just a mind. Does your mind tell you this is a natural law? Is there any basis in your telling or akin to assume that? The answer is no. So that means that you deny Chachma, and you deny the Tzalim. So therefore, your route to the Hashgacha, to the route to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, is completely obliterated. So now your belief system can't be based on HaKadosh Baruch Hu, because that's following the mind. So you can't just get out of it by just positing something is what it's not. You know what I'm saying? You're saying, I still believe in Hashem. That's, now your belief in Hashem is worthless. Because now you're saying, what is your belief? Your belief is in any stupidity. So that's a denial. It's ipso facto a denial of the whole Derech HaEmes, which is the only way that a person can be convinced of his Yedias Hashem. Do you follow what I mean?
What was the first answer again?
The first answer is, the first reason?
Yeah.
The first reason is, it's simply stupidity. It's a bizarre for the Am Hashem. The Am Hashem cannot engage in any kind of sichus. Period. That's it. And the second reason is, because doing that, ipso facto, removes him from the whole system of Ashgacha and Amunah Bashat. Because following his stupidity, positing that that's something, is ipso facto a denial of the causation of the emes. In other words, you can't believe belief in HaKadosh Baruch Hu and his Hashgacha is a belief in the emes. And it's through the Derech HaEmes. So if a person is going to believe that his fate is determined by some stupidity, he's just going to say this is a law of nature when it's not. Basically, what he's endorsing is a stupid type of reality. Now, once he does that, then he has no access to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, because that is only, the only access you have is through the realm of Chachma. So now he's saying that his fate is not dependent on Derech HaChachma, his fate is dependent on the stupidity. So then he's a kofa dika.
The first one is merely a bizayon for the Am Chacham.
The first one is simply that the first reason is simply that anything that's stupidity is usher for the Am Kadosh. Any kind of stupidity, and this is stupidity, so that's it. Any kind of stupidity. But then he says, but this is another thing over here also. Not only that. This is not a harmless stupidity. Even if it were a harmless stupidity, that also you're not allowed to do.
Right.
Okay, any stupidity you're not allowed to do.
This severs the whole tie to...
But this is ipso facto going to make him a kofa, because there is nothing to this, and now he's positing that this is a something. So now he's positing that his fate is contingent upon a non-reality. So then he can't use chachma anymore. He's not tied to his fate being determined by Derech HaChachma. So the Derech HaTorah is completely blocked off from that.
Right.
So he's a kofer bika. It leads him to becoming a kofer bika.
This is right in line what you said about the whole principle of Rambam's kofer v'ikr. You talked about the ikr is the real chachma. That's the ikr he was saying you were kofer with.
That's correct.
Not a principle, but the method.
Yeah, that's correct. That's what he's saying. That's why the chinuch will not accept an answer. A person will say, look, I'm going to ask Hashem, but this is the black cat. That's just natural law. That's the general method that people use to protect themselves against the against their own sense of accusation, self-accusation that they're denying God. But in truth, that answer is worthless. Because the moment the person, as I said, the moment the person makes his fate depend on stupidity, it means it's so facto his fate does not depend on reality. Not depend on reality, that's a denial of a Kadosh Baruch Hu. Hashem will command us. Okay. That's the chinuch on Los Anachashim. Okay. So what do we, so we did Los Anachashu. So Los Anachashu, is a superstition, and what else? And of course, it, you know, it depends on the degree. That's why he says Lo Od Shein Siba Ladiach Odom Emunas Hashem Midarasa. It means it's the beginning of that. It's like the beginning. You can't say right away. Guy does one thing, he's a kofa beta, but it's the beginning of the downfall of his whole derech of the tzelem olakim moving towards the Kadosh Baruch Hu. It's the beginning of the it's a breach. Okay. Now the okay, so that's Lo Sanachashu, and then you have Ma'onim and Kosman. Okay, Ma'onim and Kosman. Now, it's interesting. Ma'onim and Kosman, so we mentioned this week that the chinuch maintains that there is such a thing as extrasensory perception, that the elder is a thing. The Rambam says, Udvarim o'elu kulon divrei sheker v'chazavim. Okay. Yeah. So he says it's all right. And and that includes, of course, Asul Onin and Alachates. Asul Onin says, Af Pishalo Asam Maisa Elohodia Osan HaKizovim lies, Shaksilim Medamin Shehein Divrei Emes, the Divrei Chachamim. He says that he's Modia these lies. V'chol Osam et Neo at Stagninus, because of astrology, the kiva malachto or alichaso baoso ha'eis shekavu hovrei hashamayim areza loka shenema lo sanena. Okay. Yep. Okay. The interesting thing is the Rambam in Yesod HaTorah. The Rambam in Yesod HaTorah is funny. And here he says absolute lying shtesavol. And Yesod HaTorah in the end of Yesod HaTorah, Perek Yud, so the Rambam says about the Bedika of the Navi, that Yebodekin Bodkinoso Po'omim Harbe, and Nimtu Dvar of Nemonim, Kulon Areza Navi Emes. So now the Rambam in Halacha Gimel says a strange thing. He says, "V'halo ha-ma'onim v'kosmim omen ma'asher osid lios u'ma hefresh yesh bein anavi reinam." Now, what's the Rambam's question over here? Rambam says clearly over here that this is divrei kizavim and kizavim. They're lies and stupidities, and fools believe them. And Avir Ram says, what kind of a question is this? What's the Ram asking over here?
Yes.
And then then the Rambam goes on. He says, Elashama onanim varkosmin, the kayotze bohen, mixas devrayim miskainen, and mixasan ein miskainen. Some things do happen, some things don't. Can shenama, quotes pasuk. Okay, at Yamdin of Yoshia Chohav Rashamayan, Chosen Bakachov, Madim Lachadashim, Asher Yevo Alacha, Me Asher Yevo Alacha, Velo Kol Asher, some things will happen, some things won't. And then he says, the Efshishlo Yiskayim Midivran Klum, and it's possible nothing what they say will happen. Ela Yitu Bakol, Kiin Yin Shinema Mesar Osos Badin the Kosman Yeholo. I don't have a pasuk on me. Okay, so that's the difference. That by some things will happen, some things won't happen, and it's possible that nothing will happen. Aval anofi kol dvar of kayomim shenema ki lo yipo yidvar Hashem atzo v'chenu omer anofi asher ito chalom isapa chalom asher dvar ayito yidabe divrei emes. Malat Tevin is a bar, no Hashem. Kloma, Shadivre Hakosman Vachalomos Ketevin Shinis Arizbo Ma'ad Bar. It's like a lot of straw with one a little bit of good there. Dvar Hashem Kibar Shembo Tevin Klau. What is it I'm talking about? The Dvar Azak Kosav Iftiach, Vama. Shosan Advarm Shemodina Ma'un Vakosan Lumos Machazvin. Here he says Machazvin again. Hanavi Yadir Lochem Dvar Emes. Vainatam Tzrichim Lamon Vakosan. The Kayosu Vashem Lamotu Bacham Mavim Noviz Dabaish. What, there's something funny in the Rama. If it's just stupidity, so then there's a big difference between the Ma'anim and Kosman. You see? And the Rama says clearly that it's absolute stupidity. Also, La'onim. Elo diosim ha'kezovim, the lies. Shaksu and the damim shahim divrei emes and divrei chachamim. The fools believe that these are divrei emes. But a chacham doesn't. So what is the Rambam saying? What is the difference? He's asking a different question. Of course, there's no... This is Shtus Hevel and Sichon believe that it's Divrei Emes, and the Navi's Dvar Hashem is 100% Emes. But the Rambam's question is, over here, is it mutter for a person, levake shoasidus? You see? That's his question. His question is that perhaps in being levake shoasidus itself, there's an issa. You see? In other words, that the Torah does not want man to be mevakeh shasidus, and to be mevakeh shasidus itself is the worst thing. A person is not supposed to do that. You see, that's what the Rambam's question is. The Rambam's question is not in terms of the comparison of the methods. Of course, one is just Hevel and one is Dvar Hashem. No comparison. But the Rambam's question is that why are we allowed to pursue an interest in the future? That's the Rambam's question. That's the Rambam says. Rambam says that the Navi predicts the future. So the Rambam says, V'alo ha-ma'onim v'akosmin omrim masha osir liyos. So why is it also to be me'onim and kosim? On the surface, you might say, because the issue is looking into the future. A person should just live with the knowledge he has now and not look into the future. So the Rambam raises the question. If that's the case, he says. So that's the issue of me'onim and kosim. So why is the Navi any better? What's the difference? That's the Rambam's question. He says. Okay, that's the question. What's the difference in terms of being mevakesh or asidus between the nothing and the ma'onim and the kosmim? The Torah asked ma'onim and the kosmim. Why? Because the Torah apparently didn't want men to look into the future. So if that's the case, So then why isn't nothing any better? That's his question. So what's the Rambam's answer? So the Rambam's answer is like this. You see, the it's true. See, I do want to explain to you. Why does the Rambam says some things could happen, some things could not happen, and sometimes nothing happens. So why does it, what does it mean? Why is it considered, though, sichlus and kizavim? Because the answer is that these people, the Maonim and Kosman, they don't say the thing may happen, may not happen, or it might not happen at all. What they say is it's definitely going to happen. Because they go into a trance, and they maintain that the trance tells them exactly what's going to happen. And they maintain that it will happen. And basically, it's a whole belief system on their own powers and abilities to forecast the future. You see, that's a complete kazav, an absolute lie. That's what the Rambam says, that's the sichlim believe in these things. Anyone that believes that there is a method to for a person to go into a trance and to access the future, that's a shota. And that's a shota, that's a rasha, it's a person far removed, the farthest removed from Torah. But nevertheless, you see, that's what the Rambam means. It's true, some things could happen, some things could not happen, and sometimes nothing will happen. But that's not what they say. They maintain that they have access to the future and they have definite knowledge. That's an absolute cause of an absolute lie. But the Rambam says there is an implication in the Torah that whole derech is wrong, searching into the future. So in that sense, he says, so what's the difference between the Onan and the Kosman and the Navi? So the Rambam gives the answer. What's the answer? The answer is one thing, because the Navi is Emes. Since the Navi is 100% Emes, it's factual, then you have a right to search for the information. The question is, can you look into the future or not? The answer is looking into the future where there is no Emes. Then you're under the sway of an emotional, mystical intuition of looking into the future. Then you're under the sway of that's derech avodah zarah. But if you would know that an individual has 100% knowledge because he's a Navi Hashem, there's nothing wrong with it. There's nothing wrong with it. That the Torah allows a person. The reason is because since it's emes, emes is emes. There's no difference. That's what the Rambam is saying over there. And Cain, he says, what's the difference between so why in one case is the search osur and a derech avodah zarah and the other case is not and mutter, it's mutter? So the answer is one difference. There's a sheker and kozov and this is emes. Emes? Yeah. Emes, you can look into the future. Nothing wrong. Once the person knows that it's emes, and it's Dvar Hashem, it doesn't matter past, present, or future. Amos is Amos. You see, that's what that's what the Rambam's answer is. That's what the Rambam is saying. Ubadavar azeh akosav eftiach v'omar she'osan advarim shemodiyin ha'ma'onim v'akosmin l'umos u'mechazin their whole derech is derech kozov and is based upon a primitive sense of an individual's omniscience and omnipotence, which is completely primitive and false. Another yodil lachem divrei emes. Zayin atem tzichim lo'onin l'kosein. You're concerned about the future? There is a way the Torah did allow a navi. Why? Because what he's saying is 100% emes. 100% emes doesn't make emes. Doesn't matter. Emes doesn't matter. Emes yesterday, emes today, emes tomorrow. That, the Torah says, there is nothing wrong with that. So that's what the Rambam says. That's 100% mutter. Why? Because as long as you're following chachma and your knowledge tells you, that's what Rambam says before, you have to investigate the Navi and see, is he really Navi, is he not a Navi, and give him many, many tests, and you see that this is 100% proven. That's it. So now knowledge dictates that this is MS. Once it's MS, you're embracing the MS, doesn't matter which emes, whether it's the past or the future. It doesn't make any difference, or the present. But ma'onim and kosmim is cause of. So that's a primitive pursuit. That's an idolatrous, that's a derech avodah zarah. That's the pursuit that's motivated by the primitive emotions. That's a completely different realm of existence. That's an existence of an avodah zarah. That's why here again, you see things that are close, but are completely unrelated and completely different paths. One is the derech avodah zarah, and one is the derech Hashem. And that's the Rambam. That's what the Rambam says. Ma beina, what's the difference between Ma'on and the Kosrim and between the Navi? They're both the future. Yeah, it's true, they're both the future. But one investigation of the future is based upon primitive man and derech avodah zarah. And the other is based upon Chachma and Emes. Chachma and Emes, that's 100% mutter. As a matter of fact, the Torah allowed and the Torah gave the Navi to Klal Yisrael so they should be in a situation which will remove them from the desire to pursue the other Derech Avodah Zarah. That's Navi, that's a Ram explains. And there's no harm to them in that, because as long as it's based on Yidiyah and Chochma and Emes, then there's no harm. And as a matter of fact, like that's what Rambam is saying. Navi mikivach mechecha kamoni. You won't have to. You won't even need to. The Torah made it easy for man that he doesn't need to even be. He shouldn't even be under a situation of where he has an assignment for such a thing. The Torah, in certain situations, at certain times, the Torah didn't want that Klal Yisrael should even have the need for such a thing to be under that Messiah. But the difference, that was Hashgachas Hashem. And in terms of the Navi, all the time when there was Nevoah. But that's not the Rambam's, that's HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's HaKadosh Baruch Hu's, his chesed. But in terms of the Adam, in terms of the person, the difference is completely no relationship. No relationship at all. Qualitatively differentiated derech. One is the derech of Ma'onim and Kosmim, and one is the derech of